Hey there, amazing listeners. Welcome back to another episode of 9.09er English Weekly. I'm your host, Brian, and today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for many of us, how to beat anxiety. Yep, you've heard me right, how to beat that crazy anxiety that creeps in when you're gearing up for an English exam. We've all been there, right? That nerve-wracking feeling when an English exam is on the horizon. So how do we handle it? Well, first things first, you need to know that you're not alone. We've all been in that boat, even the folks who seem like they have it all figured out. Those high scorers, yep, they've been through the anxiety ringer too. So, what can we do to calm those nerves? Let's kick things off with a strategy that's pretty darn effective. That's none other than correct and consistent practice. I get it. It's easier said than done. But hear me out. Practice makes perfect. It's not just about sharpening your skills. It's about building that confidence, and it's the only foolproof move that works like a charm. I understand that there's this challenge of finding time to prepare for an English test amid the relentless responsibilities at home and at work. Balancing these demands can be, incredibly tough, but the stakes are high. If we don't allocate time to prepare for our English tests, we risk falling short of our dreams of going abroad. Sure, we all lead busy lives. The demands of work and family life are, well, never-ending. The bills must be paid. The children need our attention, and our jobs demand our time and energy. It can seem overwhelming, and it's tempting to put our dreams on the back burner, especially when it comes to something as challenging as an English exam. But here's the hard truth. Time won't wait for us. The world won't pause for our dreams. If we don't make time to prepare for our English exam, we'll find ourselves trapped in an endless loop of missed opportunities. Those opportunities to go abroad, to further our careers, to explore new horizons, will remain distant dreams. So, what can we do to overcome this challenge? It's all about effective time management. We must prioritize our dreams just as we prioritize our daily responsibilities. First, acknowledge that it's okay to ask for support. Talk to your family, your employer, and your colleagues. Explain the importance of your English exam and the potential benefits it brings. When they understand your goals, they're more likely to support you in finding time for your preparation. Next, set clear and achievable goals. Break your study time into manageable chunks. Even dedicating just 20 to 30 minutes a day can make a significant difference. Find those pockets of time in your daily routine, whether it's during your commute, your lunch breaks, or after the kids have gone to bed. Just make sure to make time for what matters the most, which is your English test. Remember, it's not about finding extra hours, but using your existing time more wisely. Cut down on non-essential activities like excessive screen time or social media scrolling. Prioritize what truly matters to you. Lastly, stay motivated. Remind yourself daily of your dream to go overseas, to succeed in your career, to give yourself and your family the life they deserve, and to open new doors of opportunity. Keep your vision in front of you, and let it fuel your determination to make time for your English test preparation. Juggling work, family, and exam prep can feel like a real whirlwind, but trust me, not making time for it can hit you even harder. Time's a limited resource, and our dreams are priceless. When we handle our time correctly and effectively, we're not just managing our to-dos, we're inching closer to our dreams. It might be a bumpy ride, but the thrill of reaching our goals? Totally worth it. So let's put our dreams front and center, manage our time like champs, and make room for what really counts, which is our dream of going abroad and living the life we truly deserve. Okay, so apart from practicing, what else can we do to reduce our anxiety when taking an English test? Well, there's deep breathing. When you start to feel that sense of overwhelm creeping in, just pause, take a deep breath, and exhale slowly. It may sound simple, but it's surprisingly effective in calming those nerves. As we all know, exams can be incredibly stressful, especially when it comes to language proficiency tests. Deep breathing is a simple yet highly effective technique that can make a world of difference in your performance and overall experience. When the pressure's on, our bodies go all jittery, and we end up taking these short, quick breaths. It's not just about getting distracted, it can actually make us freak out or mess with our thinking, and even make us feel so uncomfortable. Deep breaths? They're like magic. They chill out your nervous system, melt away stress, and pump up your brain with oxygen. It's like a superpower that helps you focus, think straight, and make smart moves during the test. Plus, it's your secret weapon to keep your heart rate and blood pressure in check, so you stay cool as a cucumber. So, when you find yourself in that exam room, facing a page full of questions or a speaking section that feels overwhelming, remember the power of deep breathing. Take a moment to inhale slowly, hold for a few seconds, and then exhale, releasing that built-up tension. Incorporating deep breathing into your exam strategy isn't just a helpful technique. It's a lifeline. It's a tool that enables you to harness your full potential, to tap into your knowledge, and present your best self on that crucial English exam. Another powerful tip I'd like to share is the importance of seeking help when you need it. Don't be shy about reaching out to experts. Teachers, online courses, tutors, they're all just a click or a call away, and they can really elevate your preparation. And with this, I'd like to take this opportunity to promote our own center, which is 9.09er. At 9.09er, we understand the challenges you face when preparing for English tests. We know that life doesn't always adhere to your study schedule, which is why we've created a unique program that's with you 24/7. Imagine having the flexibility to study whenever it suits you. Whether you're an early riser or a night owl, our unlimited review and tutorial programs are available at your convenience, Mondays to Sundays, anytime, anywhere. No more compromising on your work or family commitments, because your dreams are just as important as your responsibilities. But we offer more than just access. We provide expert instructors who are ready to guide you through one-on-one tutorials when you need that extra boost. We're not just a review center, or your partners in achieving that 9.0 band score. Finally, while I believe exam anxiety shouldn't get in the way of your performance, another major challenge candidates deal with is overconfidence. So in this segment of our podcast, I want to shine a light on the dangers of overconfidence and how it can lead to failing marks, despite one's initial belief in their abilities. Today, I want to talk about something we've all been guilty of at some point, which is overconfidence, and how it can really mess up our English test scores. Confidence is great, right? It's like a superpower that helps us tackle challenges head-on. But there's a catch. Too much of it can lead to a spectacular faceplant, especially in English exams. Here's what happens. We start feeling invincible, believing we've got this test in the bag. Maybe we aced some past exams, or we're just feeling super smart. So what's the harm in skipping a bit of prep, right? Well, that's the problem. Overconfidence makes us slack off. We start neglecting practice sessions, brushing off practice tests, and, well, underestimating how tricky these exams can be. That's just a recipe for disaster. And then there's the overconfident disposition during the actual test. It's kind of like swagger of some sort, if you get what I mean. We rush through questions, thinking we know it all. But in reality, we're missing key instructions and bungling up because we're not as amazing as we thought. Also, let's talk about the test format. Overconfident candidates often don't give it the respect it deserves. They ignore time management, ignore section specifics, and end up with a messy, disjointed performance. Not a recipe for success. So what's the secret sauce? It's all about balance. Confidence is good, but too much of it can be your downfall. Treat every English test as a unique challenge, prep diligently, practice, and don't underestimate the test format. At the end of the day, English exams are not just about what you know. They're also about how you apply that knowledge under pressure. So let's ditch the overconfidence, stay humble, and make sure we're well prepared for the exam. I hope you're finding these tips valuable, folks. Remember, we're all in the same boat. You're not alone in this journey. So, keep practicing, use those deep breathing exercises, break your study sessions into smaller, more manageable portions, and never hesitate to seek help when needed. Together, we can conquer that exam anxiety. That's a wrap for today's episode of 9.09er English Weekly. I hope you've enjoyed these insights. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more engaging conversations. Remember, we're just a message away. You can reach us via email at training@nineronlinereview.com, or you can visit our website at shop.nineronlinereview.com. Please also follow us on our socials, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and all other platforms. We're here to support you on your English learning journey. So until next time, take care and happy studying.